listener who asked about astronomy, and we didn't
well, have the answer right then, but now we do.
This is from Tom Lastofsky in South Bend, Indiana, in the United States. And he says, I'm interested in DXing second only to astronomy, and I'd love to hear some programs on this subject.
Well, we're not going to devote the whole program to astronomy, but
we have some information about it here. We thought we would find out something about what Canadian astronomers are doing, what kind of research they were doing, and I find it very interesting. I've been interested in astronomy almost all my life.
It's a fascinating topic.
Oh, it is. So I researched some of this, and we think you'll find it interesting. So I've written this up, and do you want to start with your part first there, Ian?
Yeah, I was just wondering why Ron didn't combine his two hobbies and go into radio astronomy.
I don't know. That'd be a thought. Okay, so there'll be some big figures in this. You know, astronomical figures, we're always talking about this. Well, these are real, real astronomical figures.
Yes, billions and trillions and quintillions and septillions.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Well, you know, if you look up at the sky on a clear night,
you will see
several thousand stars.
Don't try counting them.
You go blind doing that, but just take our word for it. There are a few thousand stars.
Right.
And all of those stars, as well as our sun, which is a star as well, and our planet Earth, are part of the Milky Way galaxy, which is a vast collection of billions upon billions of stars. Some so far away that you can't see each individual star. You just see their dim light as it travels to the Milky Way. The galaxy is shaped like a disk with two spiral arms slowly revolving around the central core. And we here on Earth are inside one of those spiral arms.
But not everything that you can see in the sky is inside our galaxy. Now, for example, if you live in the southern hemisphere, you can see near the Milky Way in the sky two other fuzzy patches. Those are two other galaxies. They're satellites of our Milky Way. Or if you live in the northern hemisphere, and if you know how to find the constellation Andromeda in the sky, you can see through small binoculars, in fact, sometimes even with the naked eye, a small misty oval. And that's the most distant object you can see with the naked eye. It's called the Andromeda Galaxy. And it's another huge assembly of billions and billions of stars, very much like our own Milky Way galaxy. It is about 2.25 million light years away.
We won't even try and put that into terms of miles.
No, it's too many trillions of miles. But that is close compared to most of the other galaxies.
Oh, yes, it's like the tiniest fraction of an inch of a step
compared to
the whole universe.
Right.
Well, in fact, the whole universe is actually composed of galaxies, many galaxies. And one of the strange things about galaxies is that each one of them is constantly speeding further and further away from every other galaxy. The further away a galaxy is, the faster it's going. In other words, the universe is expanding. The distance between the galaxies is increasing all the time.
Well, why is the universe expanding? Why are all the galaxies rushing away from one another at enormous speeds? It looks as if sometime in the past there must have been a tremendous explosion that has thrown these galaxies into space in all directions. And that's exactly what astronomers believe happened, and it's called the Big Bang.
And believe it or not, astronomers, radio astronomers, can actually detect the sound of the Big Bang.
That's right.
In outer space.
They can.
To me, it's an incredible achievement.
But it's still there.
It certainly is. And then most astronomers believe that all the material in the universe, everything, all of the matter in the universe was once, at one long time ago, compressed very tightly into a very small space. And then, about 15 billion years ago, for some unknown reason, it all exploded. And that was the Big Bang. And ever since then, all of the galaxies that make up the universe have been flying off into space in all directions. Sort of a cosmic, what was his name? The American that went riding off in all... Paul Revere.
Oh, yes. He went off
riding off in all directions.
That's right. Yeah.
So, to put it mildly, the universe is expanding.
So now we get to what Canadian astronomers are investigating. They would like to find out if the universe is going to keep on expanding forever, or will it someday stop and start shrinking?
Well, right now nobody knows.
But many astronomers think it's possible to find out, and that's what a lot of Canadian astronomers are working on.
But really, when you think about it, how can you possibly discover the answer to such a momentous question? Well, imagine an ordinary explosion here on Earth. Let's say you want to blast some rock to smithereens. What you do is drill some holes under the rock, put in some dynamite, and set it off. And make sure that you're away from it while it goes off.
Oh, yes.
And the resulting explosion sends pieces of rock and dirt flying into the air in all directions. After a few seconds, all this rock and dirt and debris stop flying upwards and start falling back down to Earth. What's happened is that gravity has overcome the force of the explosion and pulled all the pieces of rock back down to Earth again.
Well, the future of the universe could be something like that. Right now, all of its parts, the galaxies, are flying headlong into space as a result of that great primeval explosion, the Big Bang. The question is, will gravity be strong enough to stop the galaxies in their flight and someday hold them all back together again?
Well, the strength of gravity depends on how much material there actually is in the universe. You probably know, for example, that gravity is weaker on the moon than on the Earth. And we got first-hand knowledge of that with the astronauts first landing on the moon. They were bounding around like so many puppets because the Earth contains more material than does the moon. The Earth has more mass, the scientists would say. So how strong is the gravity on the whole universe? As far as astronomers know, there is not enough material in the universe to produce a strong enough gravitational force to actually stop the galaxies from continuing their flight away from us. Until someday, we in our galaxy would no longer be able to see any of the other galaxies, except maybe our closest neighbors. We'd be almost alone in space.
Well, that's what astronomers have believed up until now. But some Canadian astronomers think that there's more material in the universe than we can discover now, and they're trying to find it. For example, George Mitchell, an astronomer at St. Mary's University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, is investigating the possibility that there are a lot more stars in the distant galaxies than we can see. He says the stars we can see are spinning around the centers of their galaxies more slowly than they ought to be. So there must be some unseen material, some hidden material that's holding them back.
As well, there may be invisible material, a lot of it, between the galaxies. Now, you often hear the expression empty space. Well, space is not necessarily empty, not at least in the way we think of it. Astronomer Philip Kronberg of the University of Toronto thinks there may be thinly dispersed gas in the space between the galaxies. And this theory, though, has not yet been proved. But Kronberg says that his experiments indicate that there may be so much gas in space that it would equal the mass of all the galaxies in the universe.
That's because there is so much space that even if the gas were very, very thin in that space, there would still be an enormous amount of it.
And then another thing, there are the quasars.
I'm sure you've heard of quasars. They're mysterious objects, the most distant things that can be seen in astronomers' telescopes.
They're very bright and very massive. In fact, they may have enormous black holes at their centers.
Now, black holes are the most massive objects in the universe.
Their gravity is so powerful that anything that's sucked into them can never escape again. Scientists Robert Roeder and Charles Dyer at the University of Toronto believe that these quasars with black holes at the center may be 100 times more massive than our galaxy. And our galaxy is pretty enormous. And if this is true, this would increase the amount of material in the universe enormously.
And the final piece of evidence concerns the neutrino, another strange name. And this is a tiny particle far smaller than an atom. Scientists have always believed that a neutrino on Earth would weigh absolutely nothing. But in 1980, a group of Russian scientists reported the possibility that neutrinos do actually weigh something. Right now, a team of scientists at Ontario's Guelph University, led by John Simpson, is actively investigating the neutrino. If they can confirm that it is not weightless, this would add an enormous amount of mass to the universe. Neutrinos are very small, but there are tremendous numbers of them. You've got force in numbers right there.
That's right.
In fact, says one astronomer, they could be 90% of all the matter in the universe.
That'd be a fabulous amount.
That's another imponderable figure.
I know. So what does all this add up to? What can we conclude from this?
Well, if all of these newly developed theories
turn out to be true, or even if some of them are true, that means there'll be enough material in the whole universe to someday stop the galaxies from flying farther and farther away from us. It might take billions of years, but eventually they would slow down, stop, and reverse direction. And then the force of gravity would start pulling all the galaxies closer and closer together until finally, after billions more years, they would once again be compressed tightly into a very small space as they were 15 billion years ago before the original Big Bang.
And there you are back at square one again, as they say.
Right. And who knows? After all the material in the universe has been pulled together again by the force of gravity, perhaps there would then be another explosion, another Big Bang, and the whole process would start all over again. There'd be a new universe.
And what would it be populated with, I wonder?
That is something we can't even imagine. Well, there you are. We hope you found that interesting. Tom Laskowski in South Bend, Indiana, and all of our other listeners, too. As I say, this is something that I have been interested in for many years, and I think it's fascinating.
I found it fascinating, too. I just wish I had the ability to comprehend a lot more of it, because when you get into billions and trillions of light years, you just can't imagine the numbers of miles that involve.
Yeah, and I didn't try to explain what a black hole actually is, because it gets so complicated. A black hole would suck everything right into it, even light. So the black hole can never actually be seen, because any light that it sucks in cannot be reflected back out.
No.
So the only way you could find out if a black hole exists if it's near another star, because it will affect the motion and the life history of that star.
Yeah, we'll just call it a huge cosmic vacuum cleaner in a big dark room.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but you can see it working.
Yeah, that's right. Black holes may be the sort of the remnants of collapsed stars or collapsed galaxies, that kind of thing.
And the mass, just an example of that, a thimbleful of
the mass
in a black hole would be so heavy that nothing on Earth could pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just incredible.
Absolutely. There are very strange things in the universe, folks, and here comes one of them now.